As we just heard from NPR in the newscast, East and Gulf Coast port workers are officially on strike, and this includes workers at Philadelphia terminals, also those in Wilmington. WHYY's Tom McDonald brings us the local angle. Good morning, Tom.
Well, what's happening right now is that people who need containerized freight have gotten ahead of their business, which brought things in early, knowing that this strike was going to happen. They haven't talked since June. But what's going to happen now is, as they go through those inventories, that's going to cause supply chain shortages. So we'll have to see how quick this strike can be settled. President Biden said he will not intervene at this point because it's a union grievance against management, and he is not going to use federal law to stop it. Jen?
Thank you, Tom McDonald, in South Philadelphia this morning. The terminal at Wilmington Airport in Delaware will soon triple in size thanks to a $5.6 million federal grant. The Delaware River and Bay Authority's Tom Cook calls the expansion project monumental.
You know, this creates more flexibility in flight scheduling, doubles the number of gates that we have, and allows for more flights to take off and land.
The expansion is set for completion in the fall of 2025. Drexel University is exploring potential cuts to staff as it faces financial shortcomings related to a drop in enrollment and rising costs. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
Drexel's chief operating officer told the Philadelphia Inquirer Monday it's facing a total operating loss of $63 million for the 2024 fiscal year. In a letter to the university, leadership said it's working to solve a, quote, structural imbalance in its operating budget of $1.5 billion. Drexel is exploring potential staff cuts, and said it will continue to pause non-essential hiring, spending, and travel. The university said it's on track to enroll more than 2,300 new first-year undergraduate students, but it's still about 500 students fewer than its original target. The announcement came on the final day of President John Fry's tenure at Drexel University, as he will start as Temple University's president next month. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Dikembe Mutombo, a basketball Hall of Famer who was one of the best defensive players in NBA history and a longtime global ambassador for the game, died Monday from brain cancer. He was 58 years old. Mutombo played 106 games for the Philadelphia 76ers before being traded to the New Jersey Nets in 2002. Preseason hockey, the Flyers dropped one to the Islanders last night, 4-3, and the Flyers will pick things up with the Bruins tonight in Boston. The Phillies will play the winner of the wild card series that will play out this week between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Brewers. Phil's on tap to get back into onto the field this Saturday at the ballpark in South Philly.